Our next chant is also by Lawrence Call, called Song Lines. And this comes from a notion from Australia and New Zealand that when we sing, we create these vibrational lines that connect the world, kind of like spider webs, but song lines. And every time we sing, we just join the lines that are already there and we reinforce them and build them up. So every time you sing, you create the song lines which are running all around the earth. So this is another Lawrence Call piece. So we have one more piece to share with you. Soul singers will recognize this one too, but we've added the whole piece together with the round and everything. So jump in if you want, soul singers. The rest of you, I'm not expecting you to jump in on this one. It's a little trickier. This is a piece from a choral song cycle called Hymnody of Earth by Malcolm Dalglish, with texts by Malcolm Dalglish, texts by Wendell Berry, of which this is one, and some and a few biblical texts as well. This one is called For the Future. It's one of my favorite poems ever. Planting trees early in spring, we make a place for birds to sing in times to come. How do we know? They're singing here now. They're singing here now. There is no other guarantee that singing will ever be. That singing will ever be. Planting trees early in spring, we make a place for birds to sing in times to come. How do we know? And on, around and around. So this is for the future. And I'm so grateful to Vance Bass and Keith Morris, who have joined Nisha in our band and the choir. So we've got our rhythm section over there, so we're having a lot of fun this month.
Oh,
Rise in body or spirit for the call to worship.
Collect yourself here, your stardust heart and soiled diptoes. Collect your river-twisting veins and sky-seeking eyes. Forget your stories of separation from earth, from life, from your breath, from all the others breathing here and everywhere. Hold in your pulse the sounds of the chickadee, the flicker and the smell of the ponderosa pine and the ache of the wind. Rest in the courage of the ancestors, the longing for the future, the steady truth of here and now. In this place, we are healing and heeding a call to remember ourselves indivisible and indispensable. Here we remember we need all of us to make it, to make a new day, a new creation, to begin again. After the planting and the tilling, the waiting and the weeding, the harvest comes. Each week when we gather, we light our chalice, just as 1,000 other congregations across the land do this. It is a symbol of our Unitarian Universalist past and present and future. It's a visible reminder of our interconnection. Today, churches all across the country are lighting their chalices and beginning their worship with the words of ecologist Baba Dayam. In the end, we will conserve only what we love. We will love only what we understand, and we will understand only what we are taught. We gather today to celebrate Earth Day and acknowledge our deep love for the Earth and our passionate desire that all species thrive. Let's celebrate Earth Day together.
Here we are surrounded by the beautiful spring trees and flowers that are all bursting out around us in Albuquerque. I invite you to grab your gray hymnal, open to number 51, Lady of the Season's Laughter. This is a longtime favorite of many, many Unitarian Universalists.
Please be seated. Good morning. I'm Catherine Probasco, and I'm glad to see all you stardust-hearted earthlings today. Whether you are in the sanctuary or the fellowship hall, you are a beloved part of our vibrant ecosystem of compassion, diversity, and unity. Let's take a look around at your kindred pilgrim souls and greet the people you recognize and the people you don't know yet. Share some love. It is good to be together. There are kids here today. If the sermon is not your thing, you can head over to the art table for creative inspiration. If you've got too much energy, the family room is right across the hall over there. It can be your dance floor, and the service is live streamed for caregivers. And if you just want to chill out, we've got the playground down here with our velvet ropes exclusively for the cool babes. Everyone is welcome here, from the tree-hugging environmentalists to the star-gazing skeptics. You can bring your whole holy selves along with your probing questions, your existential doubts, and your most tender hopes as we celebrate our favorite planet together here this morning.
In the practice of organizing for social change, it's understood that it's much more powerful to motivate people to protect the people and things that they love, as opposed to motivating people to fight something that they hate. So in our discussions here in the congregation about the planet and climate, it's really easy to get focused on things that we do not like the oil and gas industry or politicians who want to roll back every protection to the environment. And it's real. Anger can be a powerful motivator. It's energy. It tells us what to pay attention to. But I've seen firsthand that when people are inspired by love, they are braver, they are more creative, they're more likely to stay in the fight for the long run. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to remind ourselves about the ways that we love this earth that we're fighting for. So over the past month, we've invited congregants, youth, and adults alike to write love letters to the earth. Today, we're going to talk about how we love this planet that we live in. And I'm really happy to be sharing the platform with Catherine Probasco. Catherine describes herself as a UU agnosto-pagan, which might be the most UU thing I've ever heard. But also, I love it, and in earnest, I do appreciate her spirituality of connecting to the earth and her serious gifts with words. Thank you, Catherine. And I want to thank all the folks, youth and adult alike, who wrote letters, which we're going to hear in a second. So let's start with letters from our youth. They are brief but beautiful.
Dear Earth, in so many ways, ways in which I am not fully aware, you have sustained me. You have fed me, nurtured me, held me, giving me peace. You took care of me. I hope to be better at taking care of you.
Dear Earth, I really love the weather that you give us. It's dynamic and fundamental to our existence. Spring is the best, because everything is becoming alive. Everything becomes green, flowers bloom, etc. Bees start pollinating everything again. Birds start to sing again, and you can see them flying everywhere, and bugs come out. Everything is just more lively.
Dear Earth, I love how when I stop to just listen, look, and feel, I can quiet my mind and be part of the earth. I am a living cell in the great body of the living earth. Thank you, Earth, for giving me my life. May I learn to live in healthy relationship with you. And thank you for making me a joyful being. May I share and spread that joy.
All right, that was just a small taste. To be continued.
As I said, throughout this service, the congregation will have a chance to join us. This one that the choir is going to sing right now is a training run. So you're going to sing this melody later when we get to the offertory. So it's a familiar text and a familiar tune, but not the tune that you think goes with this text. So we'll introduce it to you right now.
Take a minute and breathe together. Rotate your shoulders some. You're going to need your arms in a minute. You can close your eyes if that feels comfortable for you, or you can fix them on this beautiful earth goddess adorning the pulpit today. Let's take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with air. Slowly exhale, releasing any tension you may be holding. Allow your body to relax more deeply with each breath, held by the chair, the floor, the earth below you. Take another deep breath and allow your attention to delve down deeply into the land. Embracing the physical, the dense, the immediately present. Breathe in and draw in the green essence of the land. Feel your connection to the ground. Visualize and feel your roots delving deeply down into the soil. Snaking through layers of compacted stone, clods of brown earth, down through veins of mineral and gold, down through pockets of underworld gases and chthonic water, finally drinking in the earth fire of the planet's molten core. As you drink that in, feel it flow up through your body, which has become the trunk of an ancient tree. Tell your soul, I am a child of earth. Say it with me. I am a child of earth. Take another deep breath in, and this time draw in the white gold essence of the sky. Sunlight spinning into sugar in your leaves. You can bring your arms up if you like. Your branches and boughs spiral to paint the arc of the heavens as they journey higher, aided by breezes and winds. Up through every layer of the firmament until finally they break through the biosphere of Holy Mother Earth and drink in the silver white light of the stars. Let this light race down swiftly, like quicksilver, like lightning, into your body, made of star stuff. And tell your soul, I am a child of Earth and starry heaven. I am a child of earth and starry heaven. Take another deep breath in and draw in the blue essence of the sea. Cross your hands over your heart. Feel the meeting of the fire of earth and the fire of stars. As your heart beats in your chest, feel each wave of this cosmic sea pulse within your soul. Feel the deep rhythm, song of the sea, the ever-moving thrum of waves, the ever-flowing whale song, cry of seabirds, ever-engulfing siren song, the grail song, the song of tides reaching for the moon. As these opposites reconcile in the holy center within your heart. As the sky stretches down in infinity to hold and be embraced by the living earth, so is the foaming, cresting sea the liquid alchemy of their fusion and love. You hold this within yourself. So tell your soul, I am a child of earth and starry heaven, and the sea within me knows and remembers. I am a child of earth and starry heaven, and the sea within me knows and remembers. We'll continue in silence for a short time. As you gently return to this space, carry with you a renewed sense of connection to the world around you and within you. You are a child of earth and starry heaven, and the sea within you knows and remembers.
As we come into the stillness of this place and into the presence of the divine, let's consider together the people and things that are on our hearts. At the sound of the chime, we can share them out loud, giving voice to our joys and concerns. All these, we add thanks for the music of Sol y Canto, who shared their gifts in this sanctuary last night. And a big thank you to Susan Peck for all her works in making that happen. All these we lift up to the great powers of healing and renewal and celebration, known by many names. Can we join our hearts in prayer? In the stillness of this place, in the presence of the divine as we each know it, may we be delivered from the storms that churn inside us. May we know calm so we can better see and live into the meanings we create from our experiences and the purposes that these meanings give us. In this calm, may we become transparent, that the light within us can shine out so that no darkness comes to the people who trust us and whose well-being is in our hands. May we shine. May we be beacons of what is good and wholesome and honest. And may we place love at the center of everything that we do. Blessed be, and peace be with you.
This is poet Marge Piercy's love letter to the earth, the common living dirt. Small ears prick on the bushes, furry buds, shoots tender and pale. The swamp maples blow scarlet, color teases the corner of the eye, delicate gold, chartreuse, crimson, mauve speckled, just dashed on. The soil stretches naked, all winter hidden under the down comforter of snow, delicious now, rich in the hand as chocolate cake, the fragrant, busy soil. The worm passes through her gut, and the beetle swims in like a lake. As I kneel to put the seeds in, careful as stitching, I am in love. You are the bed we all sleep on. You are the food we eat, the food we ate, the food we will become. We are walking trees rooted in you. You can live thousands of years, undressing in the spring, your black body, your red body, your brown body penetrated by the rain. Here is the goddess unveiled, the earth opening her strong thighs. Yet, you grow exhausted with bearing too much, too soon, too often, just as a woman wears through like an old rug. We have contempt for what we spring from, dirt. We say, your dirt, as if we were not all your children. We have lost the simplest gratitude. We lack the knowledge we showed 10,000 years past, that you lived as a goddess, but mortal, that what we take must be returned, that the poison we drop in you will stunt our children's growth. Tending a plot of your flesh binds me as nothing ever could to the seasons, to the will of the plants, clamorous in their green tenderness. What calls louder than the cry of a field of corn ready, or trees of ripe peaches? I worship on my knees, laying the seeds in you, that worship rooted in need, in hunger, in kinship, flesh of the planet with my own flesh, a ritual of compost, a litany of manure. My garden's a chapel, but a meadow gone wild in grass and flower is a cathedral. How you seethe with little quick ones, vole, field mouse, shrew, and mole in their thousands, rabbits and woodchuck. In you rest the jewels of the genes wrapped in seed. Power warps because it involves joy in domination, also because it means forgetting how we too starve, break like a corn stalk in the wind, how we die like the spinach of drought, how what slays the vole slays us. Because you can die of overwork, because you can die of the fire that melts rock, because you can die of the poison that kills the beetle and the slug. We must come again and worship you on our knees in the common living dirt.
So So you got to hear one of the pieces that you're going to be singing with the choir, but that happens later. You also get to sing with the choir on this one, and it will come in at the end. I will turn around and bring you in. The words are in your order of service under the interlude. Some of you will recognize this as hymn number 163, For the Earth Forever Turning. The real name of it is The Blue-Green Hills of Earth. And the words are slightly different than the hymnal, so I'm not going to have you sing from the hymnal, but you will hear the melody several times before it's your turn to join us. This is The Blue-Green Hills of Earth by Kim Oler.
We're blessed with gifts, aren't we? Let's share more letters from our congregants. Here's a letter from Donna Kendrick. Dear Earth, as spring unfolds, revealing its fragile blossoms, gratitude fills my heart to share this sacred day with you. You are more than soil, water, and air. You are divine spirit. Your seasons remind us that we are all connected in this wheel of birth, growth, decay, and rebirth. Forgive us for the tragic wounds we've inflicted on you as a result of our ignorance and greed and indifference. Today I pledge to honor your fragile ecosystems and to protect your delicate balance.
This one was unsigned. Dearest Mother Earth, I hope you don't think it is presumptuous of me to address you this way. I do have a human person who brought me into this present life, but you are truly my mother. All of my atoms and molecules come from you. I am made out of the same elements as the trees and flowers, the birds and beasts, and all the fishes. Indeed, it is true that all of us are your children. You have cared for us and nurtured us for so many billions of years. It is amazing how you have used evolution to create so many awesome wonders, such beautiful plants, animals, and amazing landscapes in so many different places. It is sad to think that many of these have been lost over the millions of years of evolution, with 5 extinction events that wiped out practically all the beautiful life that had been created by you. But each time this happened, you were able to recover and bring forth even more wonderful things, more variety, more beauty, different kinds of intelligences, and more possibilities. Now it seems that we, your current children, are inadvertently contributing to a 6th extinction. I'm so sorry. I'm trying not to contribute to this, but it's so hard. In spite of it all, or maybe because of it, I want to acknowledge how much I appreciate the beauty and gifts you have given me. Thank you for the Sandia Mountain I can see every morning while walking my dear little dog. And thank you for that dear doggy, too.
Here's a letter from Marilyn O'Boyle. Dear Earth, thank you for the great oceans and all the life that is nurtured there. Thank you for colors and so many wonderful shades, flowers and the greening trees, the mountains that change colors with the sunset, the variety of animals in various colors, like the tree frogs that change color depending on where they are. Thank you for my eyes that can see these colors, and for modern science that enabled me to get cataract surgery so I can see all of this again so clearly. Thank you for all of this and so much more. With deep gratitude, Marilyn.
And here's a sensory journey from another member of the Earth Web team. Dear planet Earth, just wanted to drop a line about how much I care about you, even if I don't always show it. It feels good now to take the time to let myself count the ways. You provide so many gifts to all my senses. You never fail to lift my mood so long as I'm paying attention. The smell of salt by the sea, the vanilla of a ponderosa pine, the fragrance after a rain, so unmistakable it has its own name, petrichor. Too bad that word fails in capturing its joyful freshness, but your scents, dear Earth, awaken my memories, and maybe my pre-memories. I am thinking of the innumerable sights of planet Earth. Human art imitates but cannot better the colors of a wildflower, a stormy sky, a shell, a feather. I am equally awed by the lope of a giraffe and the networks of ants. The sounds of nature are among your most diverse and surprising gifts. Booms of thunder, sweet birdsong, gentle to terrifying ocean waves. Soon our eastern neighbors will be deafened by cicada-geddon, and both the 13 and 17-year cicadas emerge from the dirt, climb the nearest tree, and lustily play their built-in boom boxes. They're called timbals, this time an appropriate word. And your tastes. Today, blueberries come to mind first, but again, your offerings are endless. Crunchy carrots, buttery nuts, sultry chocolate, sharp arugula, and the many flavors of water. We are fortunate indeed to have this requirement to eat. My planet, it hardly matters what I am doing, working or playing, I am happiest when outside. Thank you for being the only world that could bring me life and meaning. Love always, Nancy Shane.
This is a letter in the form of a poem. To Sandia Mountain by Edna Lohman. Yesterday, I saw the bones of the mountain, stripes of limestone reaching down from bottom of land to the sky, shading from pure white to brown, smoothly diagonal. And on both sides, trees of many shapes and hues surround. The bones tell the strength of the earth, holding up the sky from eons of time stretching onward. There will be a future, I know, and I can draw on this earth's strength for my own.
Finally, here's a special one from a former congregant and staff member who's now a co-minister at Prairie Unitarian Universalist Church, our own Beth Elliott. Dearest, I am writing to you now knowing that when you arrive, I will still be a part of you. The atoms that are embedded in me at this moment will still be dancing with you, just in new ways. The shedding skin of our never enoughness is already beginning to slough off, and we can peek at the glory of future existence. It is grounded in the messy deliciousness of each precious moment, held firm in the inherent worth of all its bits and connections that enfold each of them to each other. I am enraptured with your vast complexities that our present forms understand only in the most elementary of ways. I ponder in humbling wonder at resonant frequencies of the thrumming wings of bees, whose vibrations are healing not only to the pollen-drenched flowers that are no longer arbitrarily labeled as weeds, but to the symphony of all life. My own fleshy curves will have melted into your replenishing cycles, and parts of me will relish being scattered to the lush and flourishing trees, the crystalline rivers, and the unblemished sky. Within this, all life savors the expanding diversity and miraculously healing cycles that comes from abandoning our parasitic anthropocentrism. In my adoration, I long to nourish you. With each breath, I try to honor the glory of your possibilities. Just as I used to gently rub my swollen belly, dreaming of the child within, I softly stroke the dreams and actions that will bear your birth. I love you beyond measure. Beth.
That's the last of our letters. And I hope that the depth and sincerity of the feelings in these messages to Gaia resonated with you and perhaps reminded you of your special relationship with the earth, something to consider. This coming year promises to be another challenging one for this planet, but will also include opportunities for education and for advocacy. For example, New Mexico Interfaith Power and Light we'll be holding another immersion weekend in the Permian Basin down in southeast New Mexico. That's going to happen May 9th through 11th. A group of six of us from this church participated last year, and I think they'd all agree that it was a powerful, powerful experience, both practical and spiritual at the same time. It's important to bear witness to things that we know are wrong, and that's an incredible opportunity. So come talk to me if you'd like to hear more about that trip. And of course, the next legislative session is coming up in February, not counting the special session in July. And that will no doubt include bills that will seek to protect the state's precious natural resources and to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. I plan to be at the Roundhouse to stand up for our UU values, and I hope that you will join me either in real life or virtually. Until then, may we walk in beauty and love this planet. Blessed be.
Just as the earth provides abundantly for us, so too can we nurture and sustain our values through our generosity. Let us give thanks for the privilege of investing in a better world by supporting the work of this congregation. This includes our Change for the Future partner, United Voices for Newcomer Rights, which works in partnership with newcomers to cultivate educational, economic, cultural, and physical and mental health resources. You can mark a pew envelope with CFF or place coins in the basket to support United Voices. Let our offering build a more sustainable and equitable world where future generations can thrive. As Marge Piercy writes in her poem, The Seven of Pentacles, weave real connections, create real nodes, build real houses. Keep tangling and interweaving and taking more in a thicket and bramble wilderness to the outside, but to us, interconnected with rabbit runs and burrows and lairs. Reach out, keep reaching out, keep bringing in.
So now you're going to be ready at the end of this anthem offertory to sing, for the beauty of the earth, sing, oh, sing today. In the meantime, we're going to sing some beautiful words from St. Francis of Assisi, adapted, and also some phrases from the book of Job. Ask of the beasts, and they will tell you the beauty of the world. So I'll cue you when it's your time to join us. This is Canticle of Brother Sun.
Thank you. What is generously given is received with gratitude. Thanks on behalf of this church, and thanks on behalf of United Voices for Newcomers, a great organization. We've got a few invitations for you.
Next Sunday, April 28th, at 12:15 in Memorial Hall, Adrian Lawyer from the Transgender Resource Center of New Mexico will be back for Transgender 201, which will be a very brief review of assigned sex, gender, and sexual orientation, and then a deeper dive into non-binary people, intersectionality, and how to be a good ally. Seating is limited, so contact Linda Sky. Her email is in your order of service. She's also right here, if you'd like to attend.
And also next Sunday, because we're a busy campus and we love it that way, at 3 p.m., we're hosting the One New Mexico Gospel Concert with special guest Aria Gaston. And then there'll be a gospel band from the local Baptist congregations. You know they're going to rock. And a citywide choir led by Dr. Stevie Springer. This concert, unbelievably, is free, even though there's free will donations. It's not one to miss. I was here last year. It's phenomenal. So get yourself there.
I wanted to share a few numbers from the food pantry. So far this year, we have distributed 1,675 bags of food to families in our community. You can see a demographic breakdown of who these folks are in the order of service. And today you are invited to join the pantry partners. The way that works is you receive an email letting you know what items you can pick up at the store for us, and then you drop them off at the church at your convenience. You can request to join the group on Realm. That's pantry partners.
That's great. And if you want to see something great, come to this church at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon and see the food pantry folks distributing bags. It's quite impressive and a great action of a great proof of the way that we pray with our hands here. So I'm really delighted to make an announcement about a new staff member. Alyssa Emmerman is our new church administrator. She's phenomenal. She comes to us from East Central Ministries, so I don't think there's anything we can do that will shock her after that. So we're so glad you're here. So say hello to Alyssa when you get a chance. Thanks, Alyssa. All right, we typically offer a discussion question, something to chew on. I think for today, I'm thinking, in what special, unique way do you love the earth? What is the unique and special way that you love the earth? Something to talk about, think about. And you're also invited to join the Adult Religious Education table in the social hall after the coffee hour, where you can find lovely folks to have that specific conversations with. So just look for the table. All right, and we got a bunch of newcomers today, visitors. So glad that you're here. If you have more, if you're curious and want to learn more, you can check in at the table with the foyer. If you are not sure about this church, but you came, come for another weekend, because really, all the Sundays are different, so give us a little chance too. And if you have questions, come talk to me. I'd love to talk to you. All right. I invite everybody to rise in body or spirit for our blessing, our peace blessing. One hand on your heart, your other hand reaching out to our companions on the journey. Make a blessing with your eyes. Blessed be.
And while you're there, grab that gray hymnal again. This time you get to read the whole thing with the music and the words and everything. This is number 203, All Creatures of the Earth and Sky, with also words based on St. Francis of Assisi. So you'll hear some similar themes to what we just sang in Canticle of Brother Sun.
Oh,
and practice radical love of this earth.
Was the unknown author. The one that was before said from an unknown. That was mine too. I think he just provided it. Oh, it was too long. So.